Immigration has been a big part of the debate around tomorrow's EU referendum in Britain. The European Union allows people to move freely through its countries, and that's allowed hundreds of thousands of immigrants to settle in Britain. At the same time, about as many Britons have fanned out across the rest of Europe. The biggest community of British expats is in Spain. Lauren Freyre reports that Brits there and their Spanish host are watching the referendum nervously.
The Melody Makers are a British choir on Spain's Mediterranean coast. Many members are retirees. They don't need to speak Spanish to live here. There are British supermarkets, pubs, and fish and chips shops. Because they're EU citizens, Britons draw their UK pensions here and get public health care. All the amenities of Britain, with 300-plus days of sunshine, says choir director Nigel Hopkins, who moved from the UK 6 years ago.
There's oodles of golf courses. And of course, we've got the beaches and the sea life. It's cheaper to eat out than it is to eat at home. Everything you could wish for, basically.
Come on, Mo.
At the local British lawn bowling club, the possibility of Brexit is casting a shadow over these retirees' place in the sun.
It's a nightmare to us. We all lose our healthcare, which is what we all come for here as well. You know, if we come out, our houses will be halved in price as well. It'll cost us thousands.
Like many expats, Martin Folser has cast a postal ballot to remain in the EU. He admits he'd vote differently if he still lived in England. He thinks there are too many immigrants there. Fact is, the EU has created lots of economic migrants. Why not move south to Spain, where life is cheaper and your pension buys more? That's what Britain's David and Irene Laverick did, and they've got company, they say.
Our community will have over 163 apartments. We have Irish, English,
Norwegian,
Italian,
and one Polish.
That's globalization, says fellow bowler Lynn Hudson.
With all the travel and being able to travel from one country to the other so easily now, this is what the world's going to end up being like.
Unless Brexit forces the Britons here to uproot and retreat, Spain desperately wants to keep them. They've been a boon to the local economy, says Carmelo Badas, a Spanish realtor on the coast. I eke out a living thanks to them, he says. Last year I sold about 100 houses and 98 of them were to foreigners. Many of his clients are waiting for tomorrow's referendum before they invest here. Like everyone on this coast, Badas watches exchange rates daily. If the British pound falls, so does his business. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyre in Torrevieja, Spain.